So at this point, it has been about a month since the NFT NYC conference. It really makes no sense to go into all the recaps and everything. So at this point, I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot of information about it. So what I'm going to share today are three unique stories that could only be told by me because it was my personal vantage point. And of course, as an introvert in a crowded space, I'm going to have a little bit of an interesting experience. So before I get into my three stories, I'm going to tell you that overall, I had a pretty good experience. If you speak to a lot of people, I'm sure they will say that it just wasn't as good as years past. However, I found that it was absolutely amazing. I was able to get into the right conversations with the right people. I didn't go to a lot of extracurriculars. First and foremost, I missed the speaker's dinner because I was in the hospital with my brother who was having like irregular heartbeats and what have you, but it is what it is. I was invited to a yacht party. However, it was raining and it was cold. I'm Jamaican. I don't do that. So I passed on that one, but I did go to an Azuki party, which I really had a good time at, even though my social battery was completely empty at that point. However, overall, I will say it was great. If you were there to meet people, rub elbows such as myself, again, I am an introvert. However, I go to conferences with intent and purpose, and I just say I'm going to empty the battery during the space and time that I'm going to be there, and I have objectives that I want to accomplish. And in this particular conference, it was meet people. Meet people that I would either have on the show as guests or that I would connect with later for business purposes or whatever it might be. That's why I was there. It really wasn't go have fun, party, and just live it up like I'm in New York. Well, I grew up in New York and had a lot of opportunities to go wild out in the city. That's not what I'm about. It wasn't when I was younger in college, and it's definitely not what I'm about right now. So I was there. It was a business trip. I was all buttoned up, ready to go. So if you want to hear about all the crazy parties, I'm the wrong guy to really speak about that stuff. However, I did have a lot of fun and some interesting things did happen there. But first and foremost, I must say, as a spaces person that's always talking, doing podcasts and so forth, you might think I have the biggest personality and it's easy for me to just walk into the room and take over. Not the case. So when I first go there, I was walking around by myself. Of course, I attended the conference by myself, but again, I had my goals. So the first day when I go to have lunch and there was just a random guy sitting by himself and I was like, hey, is anyone sitting here? Cool. I sat down with him. Turns out he's an artist by the name of Cedric. I'm going to butcher his last name, but I will put his information in the show notes. Great artist, came over from Belgium, was talking to the guy, really hit it off. It was an awesome experience. The art piece that he had was basically a rendition of the Statue of Liberty, which he decided to change around a little bit, ends up looking like Jesus. And he entered this thing into being featured at NFT NYC. It was selected and he flew all the way from Belgium. It was his first time there, had a great time, really enjoyed himself. But that was like one of the serendipity moments. And that's a word that I would never use outside of this whole Web3 space because that's where I learned it. And also, there's a lot of serendipity in this space because we just run into a lot of people, especially if you're someone like myself, not really the most outgoing. However, when you run into someone that you know their voice, like what happened to me with Bonnie, who hosts a lot of spaces, I happen to sit in a lot of these without ever speaking. So some of these spaces I attend for years without ever saying a word. Now, Bonnie is someone that I recognize her voice because when I went to go check out Cedric's art, by the way, this is how this ties in. This is the same story. I was going to go check out Cedric's art and I happened to, at that same time, run into a lady, Genevieve Dawkins, that I know from spaces who happens to be from Jamaica, but I didn't meet her until I went to NFT NYC. And also Bonnie, who I recognize by voice. So that was just very interesting to hear someone's voice. And it was like meeting a radio celebrity or something. Back was completely turned. I knew her voice. I turned around and wow, it was Bonnie. I knew it was her. So that was just very interesting. I'll leave her information there too. Great artist. She has some really cool things. She hosts amazing spaces. And it was just really a lot of serendipity, just running into people that you know from online. And just that experience was just really cool. And I know this is what happens when you go to IRL events, right? That is why everyone always says show up, meet people, look them in the eye, shake their hands and so forth. It is a different experience. However, it's just really cool when you know people by their voice and you can run into them because a lot of us have profile pictures that don't look anything like us, or we might never actually show our face, but just by hearing the voice, we know what they look like. For example, when I went to the Azuki event, Hunt, who hosts a lot of spaces with us and the Kitty crew over at Nineverse, is someone that I never met in person. However, as soon as I heard his voice, I knew that was Hunt. So again, just the serendipity of hearing someone's voice, connecting with them, and you had no idea who you were going to meet at this thing. I showed up by myself, ended up getting a whole bunch of contacts. That was really interesting to me. Now, let's kick it up a notch and make it a little bit more spicy. So, not sure if you knew this, but there was actually an earthquake that took place during the conference. Now, I didn't feel it. However, my mother, half a world away, happened to know that there was an earthquake in New York before I did, messaged me to see if I was okay. And at this point, it was already passed by about an hour or so, which is kind of funny because these alarms went off during one of these lawyers' speeches. And he was saying, the last thing you want is for the SEC to come after you. And then, and it was like an aftershock. So the alarms went off all the different cell phones in the room. And he was like, see, they heard you. The SEC is coming. So that was kind of a funny moment. However, because of this, the day was rearranged because we were waiting for Hester Pierce, one of the SEC commissioners. We call her Crypto Mom because she's very crypto friendly. She was supposed to be speaking, but she was on a train from DC to New York. And because of this earthquake, it was delayed. They shifted around a whole bunch of things. So when I went into the main hall to go listen to Hester Pierce, found out that they're changing things around and what have you. And it so happens that as they rearranged, Shibtoshi from Squid Grow just happened to be taking the stage at that moment. Now, if you don't know who Shibtoshi is, very interesting character right there. Long story short, he's a guy that invested, I think it was $8,000 into Shiba Inu back in the day and turned it into billions of dollars. Really early into the game. And of course, Shiba Inu took off, went to the moon, and it made him very rich. Well, he started Squid Grow, which is his community, his platform, and he has remained anonymous. So he made a lot of money, and a lot of people thought he wasn't even real and so forth, but this guy's hanging out in Discord, having spaces and all these different things. But they were basically the main sponsor for NFT NYC. The Squid Grow banners were everywhere. This was like their coming out party, their big launch. Their whole team was there. And when I went in there thinking I was going to see Hester Pierce, it turns out that here comes the whole Squid Girl entourage, which was just kind of cool to see. Here's this like monstrous looking guy with this gold mask, this gaudy chain, and he has a security detail. And here comes, I don't know, 15, 20 people from a booth, Squid Girl clothes everywhere. I'm like, what is going on? Is this like an invasion? This honestly looked like an episode of Squid Games, you know, when the referees or whatever you call those people come in. It's just like people are just coming from every direction. I was like, what is going on here? Anywho, turns out that they are, as I said, one of the main sponsors. He was taking the stage and he was being interviewed by the host, or I guess you would say the founder of NFT NYC. And just hearing his whole story, everything was just really cool. And I was like, you know what? This is a real regular guy. He seemed really cool. So this turned into me just getting really interested. And I was speaking to one of the team members by the name of James, who I interviewed after this segment, actually. So you're going to see an episode that's going to come out. Probably the next episode that I release after this one will be the interview that I had with James. And this all happened because I was in the wrong room at the wrong time, or I could say the right room at the right time, all because of this earthquake. Again, serendipity. Able to hear what Shibtoshi was all about, hear his voice. And even though he had this gold mask on, you couldn't see who he was there in the flesh. He is a real person. Granted, if you have that kind of money, you could hire a double to just go out and do things for you. But that's another story in itself. I believe it really was him. Either way, he and his whole team were here. They shut down their booth to then have this for him to take the stage. He said he didn't want anybody to miss it because they were actually deciding who's going to stay in the booth and man the booth downstairs while he took the stage. But then I thought it was just very cool that he said, you know what, like whatever, we're here. Just shut down the booth. Everybody can come. You don't have to decide who's going to miss it. Everyone can hear it. So the whole community came up. I heard it. I was like, all right, this is cool. I can really rock with these guys, resonate with them and so forth. I start to speak to James, followed him downstairs, did a quick little interview, ended up getting a couple sweatshirts, one for me, one for my wife, who wasn't even at the conference, but they were just a cool crew. And I was like, you know what? I will be in the Discord and I will connect with you guys at a later date. So I think that's just really cool. Turns out that at the point of recording this, I'm getting ready to do a space with Will Financial, and it just so happens that the Squid Girl crew is going to be there as well, which was really interesting because right after doing that interview with James, I ended up running into Gavin in that same hall where all the sponsors were and everything. Gavin was taking a break, getting a drink, and then I was able to meet a few people from the Wolf team, which was really interesting in itself. Again, serendipity, things line up, and that's just how it happens. And even with Wolf Financial, just running into Gavin, as with many people, as I said, you know, we know each other from spaces. We have never seen each other in the flesh. It was just really cool. So at the end of day two is where my third story happens. So I was wandering around the hall and just checking out the different sponsors. I ran into a guy that had a media pass, and I was speaking to him, and I realized that he was very interested in the fact that I was a podcaster and that I was speaking on the stage. He seemed very impressed, and I'm like, wow, you have a media pass, but you're very interested in the fact that I have a podcast. So anywho, he starts to ask a lot of questions. I'm like, am I being interviewed for a job or getting ready to be brought on to the team? What exactly is going on here? Well, after about 10 minutes of seeing how interested this guy was in my backstory and the questions that he was asking, I was starting to think either A, he is completely new to the space, or B, he really just wants to see if I know what I'm speaking about. Turns out that I think he was new to the space. He's an artist, and I don't know how he got this media pass, but based on his personality, everything that he was going on with was extremely, extremely extroverted. Just one of those people that could talk his way into any room. I was like, you know what? I could learn a thing or two from this guy. If I walked around with them, I would probably have every single high roller and big shot on the podcast by the end of the evening. This is a guy that I would love to see in action because, like I said, I'm an introvert. I tend to be a lot more reserved. However, when I have a mission and I have a purpose, I go out there and just do it, just burn that battery. This guy was complete opposite. He didn't need a mission. He didn't need any direction, if you will. He just wanted to connect. So he would just shoot the breeze. He's talking about cookies, anything he could possibly use to open up the conversation. And again, I have no idea how he got the media pass because I didn't see him with a microphone. I didn't see him writing anything down. I didn't see him doing anything that a media personnel would be doing. I just think he knew somebody that knows somebody that ended up giving him a pass, or better yet, he was probably out front sweet talking somebody that ended up giving him the pass, which again, I think is just absolutely cool. I really liked the guy. I really hit it off with him, and I thought he was just an interesting character because he had some really cool art that he was very interested in getting exposure for. And especially when I started to mention certain names, I realized, okay, well, he's not familiar with all the people on the NFT scene, so therefore, like, he's really new to the space. But again, like I said, I could learn so much from how he just approached every single booth, how he went into this with intent and purpose. We swapped contact information and so forth, and I respect the guy for it. Now, this reminds me of the two Steves. So in case you're not familiar, Apple Steve Wozniak and Apple's Steve Jobs are the two Steves that founded what we now know as the multi-trillion dollar behemoth of Apple. Well, Steve Wozniak was the coder. He was the brains, the technical guy, and so forth. And then Jobs is the marketing guy. He's the one that could talk his way in and out of any situation. Well, that's what I saw on full display here. And I think earlier I mentioned the fact that when I went to this tech meetup in Kingston, Jamaica, there was a guy that had a very early episode by the name of Andre Millwood, and how he just commanded presence within the room, and he could just strike up conversations with people and swap contact information. That was like the same exact personality, that king personality, if you will, that just walks into the room and just dominates and takes over and everyone flocks towards him. That's what I was seeing in action. And I think it's a very cool thing. So why am I bringing this up? I just think it was just very interesting to see. Here is a guy that got a media pass, got into the conference, and he made every single moment count. So many of us, we might go to these things not really having any goal, purpose, or whatever it might be. And it is leaving a lot of opportunities out there, because I can tell you, going to these things and running into people during these times when the crowd isn't just overwhelming and it's just not like a crazy party, the people that show up to these things are very well interested in the space. They're building some very cool things, and those are the type of people that you should connect with. It's just so funny, again, serendipity. I was speaking to a guy for about 5 minutes, had no idea that until when the guy walked away, somebody says, do you know who you're just speaking to? I was like, no. He goes, that was the first investor in Consensus. And then he starts to rattle off all the things that the guy was invested in. He was like, that is probably one of the biggest names in this building. People are killing themselves to go talk to this guy, and you were just talking to him and you didn't even know it. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So reason why I'm saying is you go to these things and sure, the party is not there like, say, bull market vibes, even though, yes, money is pumping. But what I mean is the NFT bull market, because again, this is an NFT conference. And although crypto is up, NFT vibes is really nowhere near where it was in 2021 or so. But I know I said I had three stories, but as I was speaking, you know what? I have a bonus story for you. And I'm going to tie this all in, serendipity spaces and all that stuff. Bonus story. So, as you know, I went there to speak. Day three, I was on a panel with five people. Well, turns out that only three of the five turned up. Sir Gawin.eth, really cool guy who I spent most of day two with, just walking around, getting the vibe with him, connecting, island vibes and so forth, speaking about hip hop, all these different things, meeting some of his community, which I would love to connect with in the future, get involved with, just some really cool things are happening there. But then also Kenny Johns. Now, Kenny Johns is the founder of Ample, and we actually did not meet until the day of the conference. And in particular, it was about 45 minutes before the actual panel that we were a part of. That was the first time we actually spoke. We were in contact with each other on LinkedIn and we're just missing each other and just couldn't connect, but it's all good because after speaking and spending the day with Gawin, I was like, yeah, this guy definitely knows his stuff. And he vouched and said, yeah, he spoke to Kenny before, he knows Kenny and Kenny knows his stuff and we'll be able to pull this thing off. We just go up there and we'll riff as if we're having a space. So having space experience is definitely a plus, something that people might take for granted, but it is definitely a skill to be able to flow with a fluid conversation and capture attention. Because here's the thing, doesn't matter if you are an introvert, an extrovert, a salesperson, a technical person, the one thing that will always win in a room is the ability to tell a story. So when we were there on the stage, although we had our bullet points, they gave us the longest topic ever. We could literally speak about anything within the space. The tokenization of media, entertainment, IP ownership, and royalties. Again, a lot of topics. But because we had the ability to just speak naturally and go out there, it didn't matter that two of the five people did not show up for this thing. We were able to just riff off of each other, our knowledge in the space, and most importantly, to just look at the audience and see what they resonate with. Because it is one thing on a space when you just see emojis flying, you don't know if people are just throwing things just for the sake of engagement, trying to get noticed or whatever it might be. But it's completely different when you're in a room full of people that are buried in their phones, whether they're texting other people or they're searching the events of the day or whatever it might be, who knows what they're doing. But when their eyes look up and meet your eyes as you're telling a story, well, you can pull from that and you see, okay, I struck a chord that really draws in that audience. So that was cool to be able to do, something that you just can't really do and feel from a space. I love spaces, but speaking in a room of people is just on a different level. And I know, like, not everyone is cut out to be a public speaker. I wouldn't even consider myself to be a public speaker per se. I just happen to speak in public. So I'm on stage, and just to be able to see someone look up from their phone and get roped into the story that I'm telling, I thought was one of the coolest experiences ever. Because trust me, these people have heard it all and they were buried in their phones. So to get their head up, just know that we said something that they found interesting. So I'll just land the plane here. That was my 3.5 stories, I guess you will. I personally had a great time. I'll be going to NFT NYC every single year. So if you have not gone, I recommend going. I hope this thing goes on for many, many years in the future. Hopefully I can hit up at least one conference per quarter. So I would love to hear, what conference are you looking at? What are you most interested in? I know Dubai seems to be having something every single month. I haven't made it out there as yet, but I do plan to hit a lot more of these conferences. Let me know what you're going to, the highlights of the year, if you will. Please feel free to shoot me a message over at Tropic Vibes on X or using the contact information in the show notes. But most importantly, I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to this as we're learning and building Web3 together. So until next time, later. The Nifty Business Show is not investment advice. It provides insights and information within the space. As with anything, please do your own research before making a decision whether you're making an investment or a purchase.